Om Shanti. Today is 5th January 2018. The magic of blessings. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has blessed us with, "May you be a lord of knowledge, an embodiment of knowledge, who travels to the three worlds with the vehicle of a divine intellect, Divya Buddhi. May you be a lord of knowledge, Vidyapati, an embodiment of knowledge, Vidyadevi, who travels to the three world with the vehicle of a divine intellect." Explanation: a divine intellect means a holy swan intellect. A swan means one who is able to distinguish between milk and water, pearls and stones, and to take the pearls. This is why a holy swan is the vehicle of the confluence aged goddess of knowledge, the embodiment of knowledge, Saraswati. All of you are embodiment of knowledge, Vidya Devi, and this is why you are lord of knowledge, lords of knowledge, Vidyapati, or goddesses of knowledge, Saraswati. That vehicle is the sign of divine intellect. With the vehicle of that divine intellect, you can travel to the three world. That vehicle is the fastest of all the vehicles. So today's blessing is, may you be a lord of knowledge, an embodiment of knowledge, who travels to the three worlds with the vehicle of a divine intellect. So Baba has given us a swaman today, that you all are Saraswati, goddesses of knowledge or embodiment of knowledge. You are Vidyapati and Vidya Devi. And this Saraswati is shown with a vehicle. What is her vehicle? A swan, a white swan. And that white swan is the divine intellect. This white swan has the capacity or ability, or this, you can say, it can travel. It will take you to all the three worlds. One. Second, it is your vehicle. It can take you to all the three worlds, and it is the fastest of all the vehicles. So today's self-respect is that I am the goddess of knowledge, Saraswati. In Indian mythology, goddess Saraswati is very important. She is shown wearing white clothes. And those white clothes symbolize purity, cleanliness. She is shown with a musical instrument called Veena. That's why she is also known as goddess of music. She is goddess of music, she is goddess of art, she is goddess of knowledge, she is goddess of wisdom, and fifth, she is goddess of learning, Vidya. She is Gyan, goddess of Gyan, goddess of Vivek, goddess of wisdom, goddess of Vidya, learning, goddess of art, and goddess of music. These are the five things about goddess of knowledge or Saraswati. Baba is saying, you are that Saraswati. And just as that Saraswati is shown with white dress, you are wearing white dress. That Saraswati is shown with Veena, so you are also having Veena of knowledge, that or of music. That Saraswati is shown sitting where? On a white lotus. Sometimes it is depicted, or she is carrying white lotus, or she is sitting on the white lotus, or there is sometimes peacock also near, Mayur. Not in all the pictures, but some of the pictures will show peacock, Mayur. In one hand she is carrying book, knowledge. Another hand she is carrying Veena. Veena is there. She has got sometimes four hands, sometimes two hands. So when there are four hands, she is two hands are, Veena is getting occupied. And two hands are there. So in one hand there is a book, and in another hand, one pot. Sometimes pot, sometimes flower, a lotus, white lotus. So this is how she is depicted. Also, she is worshipped too much in India as well as Nepal. And other thing about her she is also the goddess of purity and healing. Healing. She does healing, they say. Here Baba is saying she carries a vehicle and her vehicle is Holy Swan. You are goddess of knowledge, you are goddess of wisdom, you are goddess of art, you are goddess of wisdom, you are goddess of learning, you are Vidya Devi, you are Vidyapati, and your vehicle is this Holy Swan. What is that Holy Swan? Divine intellect, Divya Buddhi. So this Divya Buddhi is the vehicle of Goddess Saraswati. This vehicle travels the fastest. It takes you through anywhere, wherever you want, it will take you all the three worlds. Before I come to the vehicle, let us practice these five things. I am goddess of art. Saraswati means goddess of art. So we should develop new skills and new arts within ourselves. We should keep on upgrading our skills. New arts of Gyan, new art of learning and teaching, new art of narrating, relating this knowledge, new art of doing service, all arts for that matter. Because who are we? We are goddess of art. If you go to the school, goddess Saraswati is there, most of the schools. And they worship her. Indian philosophy, she is mentioned in Rig Veda lot many times. So, we are goddess of art. So let me develop new skills. Let me sharpen my skills. One. Second, goddess of music. What can we do for that? We must learn to appreciate music. We must learn to revel in music. We must learn to listen to that melody, that beauty of music. Let any music take us away from this world. It should be a lullaby that takes us away from the world. Rather than disturbing us, whatever music it is, everything which is there in this universe is music. So, I am goddess of music means, I am the one who appreciates music, I am the one who creates music, I am the one who enjoys music, I am the one who knows the importance of music. Music is the food of love, Shakespeare says. I am the one who eats that food, music, sangeet, and learn to listen the avyakta sangeet, learn to listen the unsung sangeet, then learn to listen that the voiceless music, the voice of the ecstasy, the music of the divine, the music of the divine providence. Anhadnad. There are two types of voices. One is Ahatnad and another is Anhadnad. Ahat means any voice which is produced by friction. That is Ahat. Ahat means to hurt. So whenever there is a friction, anything, like this clapping, there is two things coming together, friction. But sages of the yore, they pondered, they meditated, they cogitated, and they found out there is one more voice which is incessantly going on in the cosmos. And they tried to hear that voice, and for that they tried to go beyond the body consciousness, and they found, yes, that voice is there. And they called it O-U-Ma. That's what sound, the Anhad, and they called it Anhadnad. The Nad, the sound which is produced without friction, without two things coming together and which is going on, and that's why they said that is Om and so on and so forth, that story. So we are goddess of music means we are the ones who create music. If you listen, and another is to create new music. Gross as well as subtle, both. Because we are goddess of music. Third, and there should be harmony, and there should be concert, and there should be that symphony within the soul. Symphony within the soul. We are the Mozarts, divine Mozarts. Just as that Mozart created new music. We are those. Third, goddess of knowledge. Let me churn knowledge, let me understand knowledge, let me go into the depth of this knowledge because I am Saraswati. That's why, because I have to impart this knowledge to the worldlings. Because I have to impart this knowledge to the laity, the worldly souls. I have to understand this knowledge myself. So I am the one who imbibes this knowledge. I am the one who is understanding this knowledge to the hilt. Third, I am the goddess of wisdom, Vivek. Fourth, I am the goddess of wisdom. Wisdom is something even more than knowledge. Something that comes from experience. So I am the one who has understood what is life, what is God, what is this world, who I am. That conundrum of who I am is solved. That puzzle is no more a puzzle now. I have cracked that enigma of who I am. So, I am goddess of wisdom. And fifth, I am goddess of vidya, learning. I am learning all the time. I am learning all the time. There is no end to learning. I am learning internally. At the same time, whilst I am teaching, I am learning as well. Whilst teaching, I am learning. And the best way of learning is to teach. Where is that pyramid, Shambhai? You have that pyramid of learning where they have a pyramid is there. What are the different ways of learning? And the 90% learning occurs when you teach. Reading is one method. So many are there. Visualization is, there is a triangle pyramid which is given, learning pyramid. And they found that the best way of learning is to teach. Because whilst teaching, you start learning. Whilst teaching, you have to read, you have to prepare. And whilst you prepare, you start understanding something which you missed all the time. So learning, that's why, whenever you are given an opportunity, don't miss the bus. Grab the opportunity. Okay? So, learning. So I am goddess of art, new arts, new skills. Upgrade your skills. I am goddess of music. I am goddess of knowledge. I am goddess of wisdom. I am goddess of vidya. 5. Here in this Murli, Baba is giving a blessing that you have a vehicle. And which is that vehicle? Holy Swan. This Holy Swan is your divine intellect. That is your divine intellect. You have got this divine intellect. Yesterday's blessing. Baba said, Baba has given you two blessings. What are they? Two vardans. One is divine intellect and second spiritual drishti. Ruhani drishti and Divya Buddhi. Three things about them. First, you have got them right from your birth. Second, with them, these are the foundation of your Brahmin life. Third, on the basis of these two, numbers are created or formed in this Brahmin life. The Purusharthi, the Purusharth which we do is based on this number. And because of these two things, what happens with the divine intellect? You have divine judgment, and with that divine judgment, you can judge accurately, and with that accurate, three things will happen again. You will become powerful, seva will become powerful, and connection and relationship will become powerful. And with divine drishti, divya drishti, what will happen? Spiritual drishti? Your kriti and your vritti will change. This was yesterday's Murli, Vardhan. So today Baba is saying, this divine intellect is your vehicle. Sit in that vehicle and go anywhere, wherever you want. Travel the three worlds. Wherever you want to go. This is the fastest vehicle. No other vehicle is faster than this. Sit in this vehicle and, but now the question is to make the intellect divine. One homework I am giving you. What is the difference between intellect and intelligence? What is the difference between intellect and intelligence? Think on this. Churn on this. what is active intelligence, intellect. There is a separate concept in the medieval age about active intelligent intellect. So find out what is active intellect. Active intellect means not we can just think something. It is a separate concept in the philosophy, in theology, in psychology. Active intellect. What is active intellect? What is difference between intellect and intelligence? Okay. And what is divine intellect? What Baba is talking of. Divine intellect means a scientist who is inventing something, is he having divine intellect? He is very clever, very intelligent. Is he having divine intellect? What is it? Then what is divine intellect and what is material? What is to become intelligent and what is to become, what is to be one with, endowed with or blessed with divine intellect? There is a difference. Unlettered mother. Yes, one more I remembered. Saraswati is also known as Varneshwari. Goddess of letter, Varneshwari, goddess of letter. Those who have difficulty in speaking, they can practice this Soman. I am goddess of letter, means I am Varneshwari. So your tongue will master alphabets, letters, A, A, E, A, B, C. If you have difficulty in pronunciation, practice this. You are Varneshwari. You are also Vageshwari. You are also Brahmani. Brahmani means consort of Brahma. Who is a consort of Brahma? That is known as Brahmani. So, I am Varneshwari. Come back. We were at divine intellect. I am the one who is endowed with divine intellect. Divine intellect means what are the things, and material intellect means what are the things. Temporal intellect, divine intellect. Divine intellect, undivine intellect. Divine intellect, worldly intellect. What is the difference in these two? These are the thoughts for churning for the whole day. So I am the one with divine intellect. One definition I will give you. Any intellect which has recognized God is divine. Any intellect which has recognized God. That may be an unlettered mother. Then that may be a illiterate person. But that illiterate person will have divine intellect. A scientist, a philosopher, a theologian may not have divine intellect because they have not realized God. Any intellect which has recognized God, any intellect which has come to the conclusion, or this is what is the ultimate truth and the final truth, this is divine. So now you think today, what is the difference? Divine intellect and undivine intellect. What is divine intellect and intelligence? Okay. Om Shanti.